When events like last weekend's mass shooting make the headlines, it can be hard to make sense of such tragedy. And oftentimes, we'll look outside of ourselves to get the perspective we need. Jack Oman helps frame times like these in his artwork. He's the editorial cartoonist for the Sacramento Bee and this year's winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Editorial Cartooning. He's covered everything from the California drought to gun control to hostage crises. KALW's Angela Johnston spoke with Oman about his craft.
How would you describe your role as a journalist?
Well, my role is as a journalist is similar to the role of a, you know, not as a reporter, but as an opinion writer. I think that we're more effective in some ways than columnists because, you know, we can say almost anything we want, and columnists have to couch sometimes. And they also had the luxury, or not the luxury, they had the, cartoonists had the advantage of not having to report. You know, it just has to be factually based, but it's an exaggeration. And if a columnist wrote what a cartoonist draws, they wouldn't be columnists for very long. So it's a difficult kind of line to surf. I mean, I think my role is, you know, as a commentator first, definitely, and then to a lesser extent, your entertainment. You know, you're a light spot on the paper, or you're an accessible spot on the paper. And it's something, nobody skips over cartoons. I mean, that when you go to the New Yorker, you look at every single cartoon. And so this is kind of what I don't get about other daily newspapers. Some of them is like, you know, people like cartoons and people read, they will read cartoons. That's why advertisers put cartoons in their advertisement.
Walk me through your process. How do you come up with an idea?
Well, I get up quite early and I do a lot of reading. And the thing that you have to remember about political cartooning is it is not a drawing job. It's a writing job. And so what I'm trying to do is figure out the topic. Once I've got the topic, then I need to get the idea and rough it out in pencil. And then once I've got that, I show it to my editor. And then once I've got that done, then I put it on a light table and ink it up. And then I run it into Photoshop. So that's the process. And it usually takes about 5 hours, start to finish.
Okay, so you got this job at the college paper. And then did it just stick from there?
Well, I enjoyed it. And I had a knack for it. And so I started sending my cartoons out to other magazines and newspapers, and the first cartoon I ever sent to Newsweek, they reprinted.
Do you remember, well, I guess I'm sure you do, what was that first cartoon that you got published by Newsweek?
Of course I remember it. I have it framed. I mean, it was on the Iranian hostage crisis, and I'm sure in retrospect it would look a little jingoistic, but you have to look back on it at the time, and it was a very, you know, I thought it was going to get drafted.
Can you describe it's hard on the radio to describe these things, but what the
cartoon was?
Yeah.
I mean, it was, the American flag is a doormat with dirt on it, and, you know, it was at the Iranian embassy, and it says, please use doormat.
Okay.
So it's extremely demanding. I mean, it's easy to do a stupid cartoon. It's hard to do a smart cartoon. And, you know, I have a very sophisticated audience in Sacramento. I mean, you can't just run something, you know, stupid by them. They're very, the sharpest people in American politics in some ways at a state level. And so I don't try to pitch down to my audience in Sacramento or California because, you know, at this point I think about who's really reading the paper. I don't know that it's that much of a mass market product so much like it was 50 years ago. So I'm very conscious of not dumbing down my product.
What's the role of a political cartoonist in 2016, and how has it changed since you started out?
It's the same role. It's been the same role for several hundred years. You know, the role is, you know, entertainment, the role is enlightenment, the role is amusement. It's, you know, an adjunct to editorials. It's not a replacement for editorials in any way.
So your role, you'd say, has stayed pretty much the same. It hasn't.
It's exactly the same. I mean, it would be easier, you know, if you were a New Yorker cartoonist, you could say, it's just to be funny. You know, that's it. But, I mean, I have multiple roles. And so if you go through my Pulitzer portfolio, you go through all the work I've done. New Yorker cartoonists generally aren't doing cartoons about guns. They're not doing cartoons about mass murders. They're not doing cartoons about, you know, the Confederate flag. They're not taking on hard subject matter. They're doing people on desert islands. They're doing people in restaurants. They're doing people sitting at bars. They're doing talking dogs. Of course, I'm doing a talking dog, too. But so it's not like we're not in the same business, but we're kind of not in the same business. And so the role is the same. And, you know, a good political cartoon can really knock you out. I mean, in a way that an editorial can't or a news program can't, because you can show it to somebody. I mean, my kids are all in their 20s, and I can't tell you how many times, they'll shove their iPhone at me and say, look at this video, you know, and it's like 90 seconds or 2 minutes, and it's hilarious, but, like, a cartoon is, like, 8 seconds. And you can, you know, I can shove their phone in my face and, you know, or shove my phone in their face and say, look, here's, you know, a cartoon. But it used to be, you know, you could, and you can still do, you know, put your cartoon up on the wall. You can put it in your workspace. You can print it out. You can do, you know, you can show it to somebody on your phone. So there's a lot of different, you know, delivery devices.